Here's stock worksheet number 3. I want you to try it before looking at the answer key, okay? All right, good. Given the following stocks and stock data, name the exchange or market, New York Stock Exchange, the Amex, now called the New York Stock Exchange MICET, or market, I don't know, MKT, the NASDAQ, or the OTC that you believe the stock could be expected to be found on. Then the market capitalization, whether it's a large cap, small cap, mid cap, optionally whether or not it's a mega cap or a micro cap. And the type of stock, blue chip, income growth, cyclical defensive turnaround, asset play, or foreign or penny stock that we discussed in the presentations. Now this data is of January 31st. And little did I know when I chose these four companies that these would be incredibly good examples of the breathtaking changes that are happening in the markets now. I didn't start out that way, but it wound up that way. So let's take a look at the first company, Marriott International. Now, you know who they are, right? They're the hotel chain. Symbol is MAR. The recent stock price was $49.30, and the number of shares outstanding is 299.54 million shares. Excuse me. So you look at Marriott and you think, wow, that's a big company. They've been around for a good long time. They should be on the New York Stock Exchange. Of course, when you look it up, you see, no, they're on the NASDAQ. But wait a minute. They didn't start on the NASDAQ. They were around before the NASDAQ even existed. This is true. The New York Stock Exchange had them on the exchange for many years, many decades. And just recently they moved over to the NASDAQ. The NASDAQ courted them and wooed them and said, hey, come on over to our playground and we'll charge you probably less. They used to charge less. I don't know if they still do. And you're thinking, what are they charging them? Well, remember, the NASDAQ, the New York Stock Exchange, they're not doing this out of the goodness of their heart. They're a for-profit enterprise, and they're taking little bitty slices of everything that passes through their exchange, their system, and they also charge the companies for the privilege of being on their exchanges. So, yeah, there's a big change right there. The next calculation we have to do is the market capitalization. So we take a look at the stock price, $49.30, and we see the number of shares, 299.54 million. Now, you can write it out as you wish. And if you have a scientific calculator, you don't have to worry about running out of digits on your computer, right? On your calculator. But it's easier, I believe, if you just write 49.30, the stock price, times 299.54, and then write out the word million. Now remember to hang on to that word, don't lose it, because that's a big important word there. But instead of writing out 299.54000, which some of your 99-cent calculators, well, I guess all your 99-cent calculators, are not going to be able to handle. It's up to you. It's up to you whether you use a scientific calculator or a spreadsheet, which can handle the big numbers, or your 99-cent calculator. So you wind up with 14,767.322 million. You got it, folks? So that's 14,767.322, and then write the word million. Now, you can answer the question that way. I will accept it, because that's a true answer. But that's not what you're going to see when you research the company. You're not going to see them show it as $14,767 million. What they're going to do is they're going to move the decimal point three places to the left and replace the $14,767 with $14.8 billion. That's what you're going to see. So either one, I will accept either one, but you have to understand what 14,767 million means. It means 14.8 billion. And if you go back to the presentation and our discussion of what large cap, mid cap, small cap stocks were, what kind of stock is this? This is a large cap. Anything above $10 billion is generally considered a Papa Bear, a large cap stock. Make sense? Okay. Now, the stock type. Marriott. There are hotels. Hotels do well when the economy's doing well. Why? Because there's more business travel, because there's more business. There are more people going on vacations. It's a cyclical company. Right. Good. Now let's take a look at the second example here. Ryder Trucks. You heard of them, right? Ryder Ranch Trucks, right? Symbol R. Where'd they get the symbol R? Well, somebody asked for the symbol R, and they usually only the largest companies get to be a one symbol company, such as F for Ford and T for telephone, AT&T. The recent stock price was 71.19, and the number of shares outstanding is 52.59 million shares. So what exchange, what market would we expect the Ryder Trucks to be on? Well, it used to be, if a stock had anything less than three characters or less, it was on the New York Stock Exchange, maybe on the Amex. But that's not true anymore. But now there are companies like FB, Facebook, which are on the NASDAQ, right? And then there are companies with four letters that are on the New York Stock Exchange, so that's gone. But R, right, New York Stock Exchange, right? And of course, to be sure, you'd look it up. The market capitalization is equal to $71.19 times 52.59 million shares. And again, we're going to keep the word million and keep the number 52.59. And that's equal to 3,743.8821 on my 99-cent calculator. Million. Don't forget the word million. So 3,743.48 or so. 44, I'm sorry. Million. Again, move the decimal point 3 to the left and you get 3.74 billion. Now, could you say 3.8? Yes. But what you'll notice is that they use at least three digits normally. So 3.74 billion. It's up to you. I don't care. You can put 3.8. I wouldn't round it up to 4. But if you did, I wouldn't mark it wrong. I wouldn't say you're wrong. But you're going to normally see two, probably three digits of accuracy. So $3.74 billion of market capitalization puts it squarely in the mid-cap world. This is a mid-cap stock. The mama bears. And we take a look at the stock type and we say, what is Ryder? They rent trucks, and of course trucks are transportation devices, and when there's more business, economy's strong, there's more need for transportation, and so when there's less business, there's less, right, cyclical. They are also a cyclical stock. Now, Cardium Therapeutics, you've heard of them. No, you haven't. They're based here in San Diego, and this is the kind of company that I used to be a sucker for. And a really exciting new technology, no earnings. And I want to say that I did not invest in Cardium, although I wanted to when I first heard about what they were doing. Exciting stuff. They call themselves an incubator banker. Of biotech, because this is the place for biotech, one of the places for biotech around the country, around the world. And they had this device. I don't know exactly how it all worked, but if you or if one of your loved ones had a stroke, the first thing you got to do is get them to the hospital as soon as possible. Get them to the hospital as soon as possible. Why? Because they can reverse the effects if you get there fast enough. And I'm not a doctor, not a nurse or anything, but my understanding is what they do is they lower the body temperature. They induce a hypothermia. I don't know what the word is, but they make you go down. Your blood temperature go down. They freeze you. And that can reverse the effects of the stroke. Very, very cool. Well, they sold that division. I think that was the only thing that was making any money. And now they've tried other things, and they haven't worked out so well. And oh yeah, and the recent stock was 59 cents. Yeah, I was going to buy it when it was $5. Yeah, right. And good man, I didn't do it. Outstanding shares 8.18 million shares. Well, you look at the symbol CRXM, and you go, I don't know, where does it belong? Maybe on the Nasdaq. Well, to be truthful, folks, it has hit on bad times, Cardium. And they were just recently kicked off the NYSE MICET, the New York Stock Exchange MICET, which used to be called the Amex, because they just, you know, their incubator strategies are just not working, and they're having a hard time of it. They changed their symbol. It used to be CXM. Now it's CRXM. Because on the pink sheets is where they've been moved to. They're normally 4, sometimes 5 characters. And so I thought, oh, that's very sad. So I look on the pink sheets, and they're not there. And I'm thinking, whoa, wait, what's going on? I can't even find the pink sheet. The pink sheets have been replaced now by what is called the OTC markets. And it, as we discussed in the presentation, it appears that the OTC pink sheets, which is what they used to be called, are trying to clean up their act. That's what it appears, folks, because they've killed off hundreds of these scam companies, and I assume that's with the cooperation and the blessing of the Securities and Exchange Commission. So it looks as though they are trying to clean up their act, which would be, in my humble opinion, a very welcome thing. Because most of the companies on the pink sheets, on the bulletin board, are not real companies. They are scams. Here's an example where it is a real company that's just in a lot of trouble, folks. They're in a lot of trouble. You know, their stock price is 59 cents, and their most recent earnings per share were a negative $1.30. Exactly. So... So you can put down still pink sheets, because that's what most people will know them as. I mean, most people, myself included, until I did this, didn't even know that the pink sheets had just recently changed to the OTC markets. So 59 cents times 8.18 million shares equals 4.8262 million, or what you could write down, $4.83 million of market capitalization. This is a small cap, nay, micro cap stock. Yeah, this is in fact, we really shouldn't even put it in the micro cap category. It's really a penny stock. So the stock type, you could put down penny stock, or you could put down goner, or distressed, or basket case. And it's sad, because I was so impressed with Cardium when I first saw it, and that was a few years ago, and now... Oh well, that's the marketplace. Last example, Oracle Corporation. Now, who are that? You use their products all the time, and you don't even know it because it doesn't have their name on it. But every time you swipe that Squeezia or American Excuse, or every time you go to your bank or credit union, chances are the database that you're sending your data to is an Oracle database. Chances are, it might not be. It might be IBM's DB2 or maybe somebody else's. But Oracle is the database company for the big corporations. And the recent stock price was $36.9, $36.90. And they have 4.5 billion shares out there, folks. So where would we expect Oracle Corporation? Well, it's a high-tech company, right? We'd expect it normally be on the NASDAQ, and indeed, for a couple of decades, 3 decades, it actually was. Until just recently when they moved to the New York Stock Exchange. So you see how illustrative these four companies were? You know, not so much Ryder, but Marriott was on the New York Stock Exchange, moved to the NASDAQ, Cardium was on the Amex, which changed to the New York Mickey. When it hit on hard times, the New York Mickey or Micket or Market, whatever they call it, said, you can't be on our exchange anymore. You don't meet our risk listing requirements. You've got to leave. So they had to move to the OTC markets, which used to be called the Pink Sheets. But now it seems they're trying to clean up their act. And so they said, yeah, we'll take you and we wish you the best. And Oracle, which used to be on the NASDAQ, archetypal tech, high-tech company, has decided that they're better off on the New York Stock Exchange. Figure that one out. Okay. So $36.90 times 4.5 billion shares equals $166.05 billion of market capitalization. So no need to change anything. You can just... $166 billion, that's good enough. So what is this? Large cap, small cap, mid cap? No, it's large cap. Anything above $10 billion, and this is above $100 billion. So if you were so inclined, you don't have to do this, folks. You don't have to write down. As long as you write down large cap, I'll take it. But this is a subcategory of large cap called mega cap, companies that are over $100 billion of capitalization. And what's the stock type? Well, high tech, you would think growth, right? Well, it's interesting. They have gotten so large now, and they are so embedded they have their roots deep in the economy, that they have become a cyclical company, right? As business picks up, so does the need for more database software on a large scale. Exactly. So now they are cyclical company. They would still say, look, we're still growing. And they are, but not like they were 20, 30 years ago, folks. All right? So hide your answers. Do it again. Make sure you can calculate the market capitalization. Not hard to do. Make sure you know the three major categories. And with the stock types, you're going to work on those in your assignment sheet. And when choosing the market, the exchange, you don't have to be right, folks. That's why they have computers. You look it up. But it's good to be able to at least say, well, you know, that company really should be over here. This company should be over here. We'll see where it really is. All right.